some glorious notes with music historian Monsignor Philip Widmore.
Et resurrexit tertia die. On the third day he rose again from the dead. Listen to the joyful exuberance of J.S. Bach's setting of those words. The text is part of the creed that we proclaim at Mass, and indeed that music comes from the credo of Bach's B minor Mass. It was rather unusual for a Lutheran composer to write a complete setting of the Mass in Latin, but then Bach was a rather unusual composer. Towards the end of his life, he put together several large-scale works that form a kind of musical testament. And this vast setting of the Mass, with over 2 hours of fine music, is one of them. It's far too long to be used in the liturgy. Bach was well aware of the great tradition of Mass composition going back for centuries, and he wanted to make his own contribution for posterity. We can be grateful that he did. Bach's great contemporary, George Frederick Handel, wrote no Mass settings, but he did write an Italian oratorio on the subject of Christ's resurrection. La resurrezione di nostro Signor Gesù Cristo. The Resurrection of Our Lord Jesus Christ was written when Handel was in his early 20s and living here in Rome. It was first performed at Prince Ruspoli's palace near the Piazza Venezia on Easter Sunday, 1708. Although it wasn't acted, there are parts for 5 different characters, and they sang against an elaborate painted backdrop. We have to imagine Rome at the height of its Baroque splendour. Listen now to Lucifer cursing angrily because his power is about to be vanquished by the risen Lord. Mary Magdalene, in the meantime, spends the night weeping and pining for her crucified Lord. But when day comes, the angel announces the extraordinary events of Easter night. Let women bear the joyful news that he who died and rose again has vanquished death and rekindled life. That news is the heart of our faith. It fills us with hope, and it inspires us to spread the message of salvation to the ends of the earth. The first of the glorious mysteries takes us straight to that moment when the powers of darkness were defeated forever, and the day of our redemption dawned. Let praises sound in heaven and earth to the King of earth and heaven, who rose upon the earth this day, that earth might rise to heaven.
A big thank you there to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.